One. Shinches Sif Cotton Vov Sif Vov Kol Akeim Shenishbu Afim B'Shabes Mutal Taltal Shivreyem Ubilvaj Yiu Reuyim L'Shum Malacha. So according to Tanakama, we pass according to the Mechaber, we pass in like the Chachomim that as long as you can use it as a coverlid, it's not muktzah. Says the Magen Avraham, Sifkaton Tezvav, Ulaman the Omar, Nolad Asur, Beinan Shei Roy Lamalachta Rishona. He quotes the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in Kuf Chaf Dalet. He on Shivrei, Areva Lotzuk Lusocha Mikva Vishal Schuchis Lotzuk Lusocha Shemen.
Why is he bringing this in
the I'll tell you why he's bringing it. Because What was Tosis's point? Tosis's point was that Maya Be'eva Mivla Bali means it's not Shakti making it because it didn't exist in the world.
Yeah.
Says the Magen Avraham, if you accept that logic, then it should apply to Shivrei Kelim. It has nothing to do with whether the Kli has a use or not. The question is whether the original Akhana on the Kli that exists today on Shabbos is appropriate, is matched up with the Kli. So again, if I prepare Kli X, and now I have Kli Y, then clearly my Achana has nothing to do with Kli Y. So the Man Yom Ulas is Nolad, is saying that you can't possibly be making something that doesn't exist in the world. According to Tosfos, it's everybody, even Rav Shimon. I mean, that's one day in the Gemara, right? Laman, the Osir, what's...
Afilu
Tema, correct. The Tosa says, Benolad is Afilu Man Deshari B'Mukta Benolad Osa. See, Merv Shimon agrees that you can't say Muchan on something that didn't exist.
So he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch.
I'm not sure.
According to Magen Avraham Tosfos, this is standard Pesach Halacha according to Rishon Lezion, that you still need.
I don't know, Rachmiel, that requires more research. I
feel like he's arguing on Rishon Lezion's opinion that can't even Halacha.
Right. I was dealing with this Magen Avraham on a conceptual level. You're right. I have to figure out in how we paskin in Nola. Does anybody have it at the fingertips? I don't want to hold you up, but because I want it in the shiur soon. But what do you say?
That real Nola is us.
Yeah. Real Nola, but fake Nola is not us. It's not us.
Right.
Real Nolad Asur, fake Nolad Asur.
So maybe I can show you to find that for me here. But assuming that Nolad is also... Well, anyway, Rav Olsen, look, just for our purposes, assuming, again, because the point I want to make is more of a conceptual point. I'm not ready for the halacha yet, but assuming that Nolad is also, even according to Rav Shimon, which is certainly one day in the Gemara, so even if it's not halacha, at least it's a day in the Gemara, right? That's not bad.
Yeah,
so Tosis points out a very logical reason. What's the logical reason? You can't have Hakana on something that doesn't exist. If you take that to its logical conclusion, in the case of Shivrei Kelim, the fact that you now have a Kavalid is irrelevant. Because your Hakana was on a clean mikvah, whatever it was, a clean schuchas. It was a receptacle, it wasn't a Kavalid. So whatever you had on Achana was relevant to Kli X, and it's not relevant to Kli Y. So that's what I think the Magen Avraham is pointing out very beautifully, that once you accept the concept of Nolad, and we have to see Halacha L'maaseh if we accept Nolad, I think we do, but I'm not sure, then it makes sense to apply the same logic to the case of Shivrei Kelim. I'll give you an example. Let's say you had wood. Just pieces of wood. And on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, somehow it became a kli. Somebody would, a guy would structure it and so forth and so on. That would be a pure nolad that even Rav Shimon would be moda, according to this line of reasoning. Why? Because it wasn't shak to be mechid eitzim. Eitzim, even according to Rav Shimon, is mukta machmas gufo. It's mufka from achana. Now, all of a sudden, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, it became a kli. That would be the extreme case of Nola. So what Rabbi Yehuda did in the case of Shivrei Kelim is he applied the same logic of the extreme Nolad to Shivrei Kelim. And he said if you have a new function of the Kli, the old function is gone, it's Mamish Nolad. Alright, I don't know the Mefarshim quote the Ramban here. I can't find the Ramban, so we'll leave that out for now. But there's apparently a very important sugyan Kufchav Aleph from Gamliel, and there's a very important Ramban here who says something very similar. Alright, so Blinenda, maybe we'll come back to that. Just one last point and then I'll let you go. Then Tosis has a third category of Nolat, which is in between. And that's Basis and Olda Bazem Uteris Bazem. So you'll ask me, L'chora, that's the same as Maya Be'eva or Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Shivrei Kelim. The answer is no. Because you did have Achan on the Beit. True, it wasn't in the world Bitoris Beitza as an independent entity, as a hatched egg, but it was part of its mother. That's called in the Gemara's language Uchladifras. So it means if I shechted the mother, I would be allowed to eat the Beitza. Right? The egg, until it's born, is part of the mother. So the Machlokas here about whether Reb Shimon is Modin Mukta, I'm sorry, is Modin Nolad, is only according to this logic about the case of Beitza. Maya Be'eva Mivla Bali, which means it's Bolul, it's Blia, it didn't exist at all as any sort of entity. And therefore, it was not Shach to be making it. Is even Reb Shimon would agree that it's Mufka from Achana, and therefore it's Mukta. The issue here is, does the Achana on the Beitza, when it's Uchla Diifras, is that meaningful when the Beitza is hatched on Yontiv and it emerges as a separate independent entity? So one Mandi Omer says, what are you talking about? That Achana was of a different object because it was part of the mother. Yeah, but that's the question, whether Uchla Diifras and Beitza are two different Shemos or not. It's a new entity that came into the world. So that Mandi Omer says yes, and even Reb Shimon would be Moda. The other Mandi Omer says no. That if there was Hachana on this base of Bitaris Ochel, what difference does it make if I eat it this way or eat it that way? At the end of the day, I'm finally eating the egg. It's the same identical egg. It's not like the case of Shivrei Kelim, where the physical entity and its use has changed. Here it's just an abstract concept, where the Hachana on the Beitza was Agav, the mother, right, on Yontif in this case, or where the Beitza had Achan on its own. So it's true that you can't have Achan on the Beitza on its own because it's not in the world. So how can you be making it? But if you're looking at the physical entity of the Beitza, then you did have Achan on that Beitza. So those are the three categories of Nolad, and Belinda will expand upon this next time.